Community Connection this morning brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And in for a Community Connection after a well-deserved break from Elder Care, Jennifer Ennis. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're happy you're here.
It is. It is beautiful. You know, the roads are icy, so, you know, as you mentioned, we are our building is actually closed today. So,
okay. So no daybreak today.
No daybreak today. No physical therapy or anything like that. But, you know, we do that because our number one priority is always your health and safety.
Now, what about the Brighter Living Program? Because that's going to somebody's house.
Exactly. So even though that's why we always say our building is closed today. So elder care there are parts of elder care that will always run, whether or not it's weather or a holiday or anything like that. And so one of those programs is our Brighter Living Program. And so those are those companions who go in the home and they help with housekeeping and transportation and things like that. And so most of those services will continue today. And so they may be delayed. You know, there's got to be some understanding there that I may not be there right on time. I'm going to do my best to get there because we want our employees to be safe as well. But we are committed to continuing to fill those needs as they're scheduled out for the day and go from there. So our building is closed, but some of our things still run. Even our care managers, even though they may not be on site today, they are always available by the phone for their clients. They may be working a little bit from home today to make sure that we're still protecting and servicing all the things that we've committed to. So building is closed, but we're still running. Obviously, I'm still here, and we're still talking about all the wonderful things that we do.
Well, and you do a lot of things, but it's possible that if you're part of the Brighter Living Program that you may receive a call from the person that you're expecting. Maybe they're planning on coming over at, I don't care, 10:30, and they say, you know, probably won't make it till 11 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, and we always try and talk about, it's all about flexibility. I mean, we understand there are some things that can't be flexible, and we do our very best. But in inclement weather like this, you know, somebody may be 5 or 10 minutes late, and we just have to, you know, give that grace period because we want everybody to arrive safely. You know, a Brighter Living person, you know, if a companion is coming out and they're job today was to go shopping with you, you know, we may consider whether or not that's a great idea for anybody to go out and go shopping.
Give me the list.
The list. I'll go. Or, you know, can we postpone it till tomorrow? Is that possible? And so there's a little flexibility. But we also know that that's a need. And it's a service we provide. And it's not something that we would ever just say, no, everything's closed. No, there are things that still run. And we're still committed to our mission, whether or not our building is open or not.
Well, tomorrow looks a whole lot better. Temperature may, you know, right at the freezing mark for high, but it's going to be sunny as opposed to what you got today.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, and so our daybreak program's not running our buses today. We don't want to be out on the road or anything, but, you know, hopefully tomorrow, I mean, not hopefully, tomorrow everything will be cleared out. It will be sunny, and we'll be back to business as usual. We'll make sure our parking lot is all cleared off and ready to go because we don't want anybody to have a fall or a car accident or anything at all that, you know, could set you back or cause more problems than if we just stayed at home for the day and took it easy.
Exactly. So just, you know, for a day, take a break. And that's what daybreak is all about, taking a break.
Exactly. So, Charlie, I am so glad to be back. I don't know if anybody follows these all the time, but I've been gone for a couple of months.
We wondered why Stevie was coming in.
Yeah, Stevie was coming in. She was wonderful filling in, and I'm back now. And so I'm just excited to have an opportunity to tell our community, now that you're bundled up and kind of stuck at home, you have to listen to me about what we do at Elder Care.
Exactly. And you do so many things for senior, for mature adults, I'll put it that way. I think sometimes senior is an overused term. You know?
It is, you know, and that is something everyone always says, you know, our name can be a little bit deceiving, or the way things are phrased can be a little deceiving because, you know, it makes them feel old. and you know, my job is to come out here and say, yes, our name is Elder Care. And yes, maybe our health clinic says it's the senior health clinic. And that's because we specialize in aging. We specialize in those older populations. But that doesn't mean if you're 60, we don't have something for you. It doesn't mean you have to be what you quote old.
Well, and I think it depends on the culture you grew up in. Elder can be a term of respect. It can also, like you said, get that connotation of, oh, gee, they're all bent over with a cane. You know, words mean sometimes, even though the dictionary has a definition for us, we see them with particular meanings because that's how we grew up.
We do. And that's fine. You know, there's always going to be, you're never going to have a perfect name or a perfect way to do it. So we're just here to always just say our hope is to be a resource for people. You know, our mission is to help mature adults live happy, healthy lives. And we have lots of programs that support that. But ultimately, that core comes down to being a resource for the aging, for the community. It's not even just the aging, it's the community. What can we do to help? What kind of things can we do or names can we give as you enter in a new part of a life that is different? And that is whether you're the person who is getting older or you are the caregiver who is taking on a lot of responsibilities and you're not familiar with it. It's a new territory. It's like becoming, I hate this, but it's like becoming a parent. You never know what to expect. When you age, you don't know what to expect. It's something you can't predict, and it gets frustrating.
Yeah, well, and that you know, carrying that, I don't want to carry this analogy too far, but the second kid, you already learned some of those lessons, even though that kid is not going to behave, not going to react, not going to do the things the first one did. But you have already learned some of those lessons.
Exactly. You know, and it's not a great analogy. We understand that. So everybody sitting there listening is probably. But our point is, we want to be a resource, and yeah. So we have really committed ourselves this year to trying to let the community know if you have a question about any topic that is related to aging, whether it's a physical topic, whether it's a health topic, whether it's I have no idea what Medicare is, I don't know what Part A is and Part B is, and there's just too much, and what do you mean long-term care insurance? All of those terms that are so unfamiliar, and you at some point you've never heard them your whole life, and then you start hearing them all the time, and you're like, what are these things? And so our commitment is to take every phone call, listen to what's going on, and explain, okay, well, this is what that means. Yeah. This is really what it is.
We use those letters a lot. Medicare A, B, C, and D are government things, and then the Med Sup plans, then you get in the G's and the J's and the H's.
And you're like, I don't even understand. And what do you mean this plan covers this, but it doesn't cover, I don't understand. Yeah. And so why do I not have coverage for the visit, but I have coverage for the treatment? And it's so confusing if you don't know how to file it, and it becomes so frustrating. And then you sit there and you get online and you're looking for information about anything. And you know what? The best thing is all out there is opinions. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of opinions on how to do it, but there's very few sometimes actual information. You don't know what number to call. You don't understand. And so we've committed to trying to be that person that you can call and say, you know what? Here's Sue's number. She works here. This is who you want to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, just because you're on the topic of Medicare, there's open season for Medicare supplement changes and that sort of thing. That was come and gone already. But people turn 65 every day.
Exactly. And you know, there's rules you don't even know. You're like, okay, I'm going to turn 65. I'm not ready to retire. What you don't understand is it doesn't matter if you're going to retire or not. You still have to enroll at a certain period. There is certain rules. And if you don't do that, there are penalties and there's this and there's that. And it is so confusing. And so we encourage if you, a parent, a neighbor, somebody you meet on the street, you find out it's almost 65, it doesn't, let them know, you know, hey, if you have questions about that, call elder care. We're going to say, okay, we're going to walk you through, what does this mean? What kind of period of time do I have to enroll? What do I really need to think about enrolling in? How do I actually do that? Up to the point where you can then leave and go do it on your own, or you can stay in our office and we can walk you through that step.
And the nice thing about some of those things, they can be done online, and you can have someone from elder care right over your shoulder saying, okay, now answer this question. I don't care how you answer it, but answer this question and then click there.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and that's what we want to be. And it's for all kinds of things. And so I think that's my message today, is that we want to be that resource for all questions that are related to aging and caregiving or anything like that you have. Don't just sit there and, you know, we all know if you go online and you search something, there's a lot of information. And if it gets overwhelming, just stop, pick up the phone, and you can just call 918-336-8500 and say, I need help. Ronnie, I have this question. And we're going to say, great, let me get you to our resource coordinator, Sue, and she's going to walk you right on through that.
Or hop in the car, not necessarily today, but hop in the car and drive over to Swan Drive, walk in the door, and yell help.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love people who come in all the time. The building is so beautiful. That's one of the things I hear all the time is, I didn't realize how big this building was, and it's so beautiful. Well, come on in and see it. I'll give you a tour anytime. I love to give tours and show everyone.
We'll talk about the Golden Opportunity Program when we continue with Jennifer in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400 K1 talking with Jennifer Ennis, and we are talking about elder care, resource that is available for you throughout the year physically on Swan Drive, but about eldercare.org or right here in the studio right now.
Absolutely.
The Golden Opportunities Program. You're always going someplace.
We are. So that Golden Opportunities Program, that is a social networking group. So it is just anybody 60 or older who just wants to get out occasionally. We all love to see new things or learn new things. But we don't always love to have to try and figure out how to do that, or you don't want to go by yourself or anything like that. And so it's just a program that we plan a day trip once a month. We plan an educational class, some social events. You can join. It's just whatever the cost to go and do the activity is. It's really fun. Our February trip is already, I think, might be full. You can always call, but we're going to the Mercantile for some lunch.
You can avoid the line that way.
We can. I love that. We do. And that's the best part of this, about this travel group, is that we plan it all and then we always get group rates. So we just cut the line and go sit right down. So if you haven't been to the Mercantile and you want to go out and have lunch, you can call and see if there's any space available for that. I can't remember the date, but it's in February.
Okay.
I do know that.
So sign up soon.
And then in March, March 14th, we're going to be heading out to Tulsa on a motor coach, and we're going to go down and we're going to take a history tour of Tulsa. Kelly Gibson from Tours of Tulsa is going to get on the bus with us, and it's actually a customized tour with a stop at the gathering place so that we can learn a little bit about it. Now, we won't have a lot of time to explore the gathering place, but you will be able to. We're going to drive right on in there. We're going to be able to learn about it. Get off for a few minutes, see some of the parts of it, and then get back on the bus. So if you have been interested in going down there and you're just not wanting to go, now's the time to jump on our motor coach and go do that.
Sounds like a plan. Well, listen, this has been an interesting experience. But again, you've also missed the tour this month, because that was on the first Monday. But you invite people in at least once a month just to say, come in, look around, meet the people, have a pastry, cup of coffee, whatever, and have a good night.
Yeah, first Monday of every month at 10 a.m. So the next one's March 4th. And now that's a long way away. So if you are interested now in learning more, then you just give us a call. We'll schedule a tour out individually. We'll walk around together. If you still want coffee and a pastry, I'll make that work. We have coffee always in Bill's books, and I'm sure I can find a pastry somewhere for you to come on in. And you can just call us at 918-336-8500, or if you're driving by and the urge hits you, pull in. Maybe someone's available. We could do it right then, and that's at 1223 Swan Drive, right by Walmart, so everyone knows.
And of course, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on. But again, if you have a question, what was the name of that girl who was on the radio? Oh, just stop by Elder Care. They'll figure it out. It's Jennifer, and she'll make you feel real welcome. Thanks to your coming back and regular appearances here on Community Connection. Looking forward to see what's going on in elder care next month.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we're closed today, so don't come see me today.
Okay, that's a plan. More on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is